Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Scott Arno being back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, information security consultant, the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions, an attorney by education and sometimes practice. And he's our cybersecurity expert. Scott, welcome back.
Morning, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Scott, I want to touch on something that you and I haven't talked about before, but it's something that's just happened that I've been talking about for a long time. I've been reporting on it off and on for probably 15 or 16 years, and that is that as of October 1st, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, the last piece of the Internet that was owned by the United States is now divested by the United States and is now fully, wholly owned by the world, I guess you could say. And is being governed, is being managed by a community, an international, a global community of leaders who are not the least bit political. How would you assess my comments there?
Not too bad. One thing to keep in mind here is the actual governmental role in ICANN is pretty minor. Plus, yeah. It's based in California, so it's actually subject to U.S. law. I know it's become kind of a political football this year. But there's sort of two different realities happening there. Inside the tech world, the people who actually deal with this stuff all the time, everyone looks at it as, oh, great, good, good, and it's not really controversial at all. Outside of that, more of a, I guess, political viewpoint of it, it's seen as some sort of potentially hostile takeover of the Internet. What was actually turned over was called the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority, or IANA, mm-hmm. which is just the database that stores all internet domain names.
Which is what ICANN was formed to govern.
In part, yeah. I mean, one thing to keep in mind, this is like a small part of the net. What that basically comes down to is translating a name that you would see, something like smallbusinessadvocate.com, into a numerical address on the internet, which is how a machine actually finds.
We all have both of those in our domain names.
Yeah, that's called an IP address, and it's just the main version of the internet is IP version 4, and it's these little addresses which are basically 12 digits, like 3 digits .3.3.3, mm-hmm. and it's different numbers will tell you where something is, and both internet websites and also devices all connect to each other via this IP address system.
Right.
It's sort of like the difference between saying White House versus 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Same thing, just wants an address.
The thing, Scott, that you mentioned the political aspect of it. Mm-hmm. My position, I really never thought of my position as being political, as much as being forward thinking. And I have done a lot of research on this. I'm not the expert you are, but I have done a lot of research on it to be able to agree with you that the truth is the governance of the internet has been going on by volunteers basically for a long, long time. And this is just the last little vestige of governance that we're handing over to all those volunteers. And being disconnected from the United States, ICANN was already being run by a bunch of global volunteers. The board of ICANN was global leaders. What I'm worried about, and this is the reason I've just asked the question:
mm-hmm.
What can be done to make sure that in 5 or 10 years that those well-intentioned volunteers don't wind up being overpowered by people who are nominated to those positions and who now have fealty to the United Nations, for example, just as an example.
Well, I mean,
that's what I worry. I'm concerned about that. I think that is something we have to pay attention to. What do you think?
Well, I can definitely see how it might look that way in terms of the way the IANA is actually run.
I'm not talking about ICANN. I'm talking about the whole thing. I'm talking about the whole governance of the Internet. Not
okay,
just
well,
ICANN.
ICANN itself is a fairly large organization, and it is true that it's volunteer, but those volunteers include major trade associations and major companies.
Yeah.
So something like Google has a major stake in this. Verizon has a big stake
right.
in this, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And these are companies all over the world. Is it literally true that someone on behalf of, say, the Russian government will have a say? It's possible they'll have a say, but it's a minor say.
Yeah.
And even if they were to get to one or two people controlling the main board behind this,
right.
those people can be recalled instantly, and they can basically be, in
Hold
effect,
on.
Vetoed by us.
Hold on to that thought, Scott. We'll take a quick break and change the subject after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.